The Upper Cumberland's local EMS operations need you. There are real job opportunities with EMS currently all across the Upper Cumberland. Today, we explore EMS as a career. What is life like behind the doors of the ambulance service? Tommy Copeland directs the Putnam County EMS. Jim Morgan is director of Overton County EMS. Keith Bean serves the residents of Jackson County. Tommy, why does someone generally get in to your field?
You know, that is a very interesting question, a very good question, and I've got answers all over the grid myself. I started watching Emergency in the 70s, didn't know what a paramedic was, and that kind of captured my interest, and I pursued that since I was 11 years old. Had one guy that told me he saw an ad on the old Channel 7, you know, these scroll stuff
sure.
locally, about an upcoming EMT class, and he didn't have anything to do. He was out of a job. He went into it because of that. You know, just kind of backed into EMS. I mean, it's all over the grid, and I'm sure you guys have got some stuff too, but I mean, it's just multiple things that people get into it. So.
What do you think, Jim?
I was kind of like Tommy. I watched Emergency growing up, and I was talking to some friends that were going to take an EMT class, and I kind of looked at the book, and I thought, I could probably do this, and decided I'd take the class, and I started out part-time. I was working in a factory at the time, and then it got more and more interesting, and it's not like assembly line 8 hours a day. This is you never know what you're going to get into when you come in of a morning or what you're going to get into, but it's 24/7. And like I said, you just never know what to expect because I've seen a lot of things over the years I've been involved.
Even for our providers, it becomes almost a lifestyle, not just a job.
I've heard that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you get into living it, breathing it. I mean, that's, you know, what you think about. You're talking to your spouse, your kids, whatever, about you know, I mean, it's not just a go clock in, clock out kind of thing. I mean, you get very involved in it. You know, me personally, I listen to my radio, you know, most of the time if I'm awake, you know, try to keep up with what's going on. I know Keith and Jim are both very involved, very interactive and go to a lot of scenes and different stuff. I mean, it's very invasive, I guess, to your life.
Keith, is it hard to turn off?
Absolutely. I keep my radio on 24/7. We have kind of limited crews there, so, you know, they appreciate the help when people show up to help them. I kind of got involved in it through the volunteer fire department, and I think that's the case with majority of my guys and gals that work for me. We do a lot of first responder medical calls with the fire departments, which we respond with the ambulance service, and it piques their interest. They get more involved, you know, and want to further their education so they can help better. So.
Some would wonder, okay, if that's what attracts you, then why not be a nurse? Why not be a doctor? Why not be someone in that part of medicine? Is there anything you can point to as to why that's not the case?
For me personally, I mean, you know, the nursing route is something I considered. The physician route is something I considered years ago. I like being outside. I like the unpredictability, you know, the short-term engagement. You know, we go out, we do our thing, and then we're done, and we pass them off to somebody else. You know, I'm sure everybody has different motivations. I mean, honestly, you know, if we'd went the physician route, if we'd went even the nursing route, might be able to make more money or whatever, but I just really like the EMS environment. I like the camaraderie. I like the medical side of it. I like, you know, doing what we do outdoors, you know, unpredictability stuff.
Jim, is it ever changing? Is that part of the attraction?
Well, like I said, you don't never know what you're going to get into. Most of what people have seen on TV, we've seen in real life. Like I said, you come in, you don't never what you're You don't ever know what the 911 line is going to bring you. Like I said, I've seen, and the three of us all do death investigations as well. So we see another side of it besides the EMS response and responding out in the ambulance. But yeah, over the years that I've been in it, it's changed 100-200% with the technology that we have available now and what we're allowed to do and what we can do with heart monitors transmitting 12 leads. It's grown and still growing.
Yeah, different drugs, different procedures. And I think a perfect example of the variety, unpredictability, and all three of us were there the night of the tornado. You know, I went to bed that night, you know, March 3rd or March 2nd, I guess, you know, thinking, okay, storms have kind of dissipated. It's kind of, we got lucky again kind of thing. You know, 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone rings, and it's on for the next week, I guess, you know, hardcore. And I mean, that went on for months, and some folks, it's still going on. But you know, we very hardcore waited in on it. I remember talking to both these guys.
The night of the tornado, and like these guys can tell you, any major incident like that, you don't really have to call for help. People come running. You know, the EMS is a very tight-knit group over the whole Upper Cumberland.
Yes.
So, you know, so part of that's kind of an attraction to some people. You know, it's not just a job. Everybody's kind of family, and, you know.
I want to come back to that when we continue with Tommy Copeland, Jim Morgan, Keith Bean. We're talking about the work of EMS in the Upper Cumberland. We are all dating ourselves by talking about the TV show Emergency, but we're going to do that for just a step further as we continue with Keith Bean with Jackson County EMS, Jim Morgan with Overton County, Tommy Copeland, Putnam County. One of the things that's always interested me about that show, and if you haven't seen it, look it up. You can find it. But what they were able to do, the principal characters in that show, what they were able to do was extremely limited. I mean, they had to get all of their instruction from the doctors at Rampart, hospital. That's not the way it is today, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, they really couldn't make a step without online medical control. And now, I believe in our three counties, I mean, it's rare for us to call and ask what to do. We do almost everything based on our education, experience, and all that, and our close relationship with our medical directors. We have standing orders to treat almost everything. And we're really far into the game, if you will, before we have to call and ask them what can we do or what should we do next or can we have permission to do this or that. You know, that's a complete change, you know, from how it was 50 years ago.
Keith, how much has the technology changed?
It's a lot. There's a... like for the intubations and stuff, there's video cameras you can do that with now. You can transmit the 12 leads, the EKGs you run to the hospital, so they can have a team standing by for you when you get there to do what you need to do. So the technology is, it's unreal. Most people don't understand what can be done in the back of the truck, you know, versus what it was years ago.
But, Jim, the technology is just part of that. How much is the training different from when you first got started, for example?
Just the heart monitor itself has progressed. I've been in EMS 36 years, so just in the 36 years, it was like the old emergency show. You had the paddles, you put them on. Now it's not the hands-on. We have pads that stick to their chest. We can transmit. Your EMTs have the AED as part of the heart monitor that we have as well. It does pulse ox. It does capnography. There's a lot of things that are added to this. And now just simply the software and stuff downloads a lot of that into our reporting systems because everybody does electronic reporting now so that you don't have to do handwritten. It's a typed out report that we do for every patient. So just the technology there with the computers and stuff that we see has changed greatly.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that used to, especially when I first got in and even preceding me, you know, stuff that was limited to the hospital only, you know, that couldn't be done outside the hospital. You had to have a physician present and doing a lot of the stuff is pushed out now where we do it in the field. You know, we treat patients in the field, you know, that are acutely ill. We've got the medications, we've got the technology like the heart monitor he's talking about, ventilators, CPR devices that do CPR for us and stuff like that, and just tremendous leaps and bounds of improvements and getting the technology pushed forward to where the patient's at.
The things that you see, the things you experience, Keith, how much of a stressor is that?
Fortunately, I've been able to deal with it. It's not really, bothered me. You can, kind of like an old slideshow, the stuff you see, you can go back and just picture after picture see stuff that, you know, that I say it don't affect you, but I guess it really does, or it wouldn't be in your memory as, you know, like it is. Makes you go home and hug your kids and your family and stuff. You know, you realize more so than most people that, you know, it, at any time, anything could happen.
So. Jim, how about you?
I guess you kind of throw up a wall. Try not to take it home. There are certain things that'll get to you quicker than other. Kids, babies, that's not easy for anybody. But the crews are human. I've seen them tear up. I've seen them cry. It's not easy to do what we do, but a lot of it stays in-house. You don't see it on the scene. You don't see it a lot of times, but it's there.
Is there more a recognition of that, Tommy, today as we talk more about mental health today than, say, we did 10 years ago?
Absolutely. When I started in EMS, it was just more, you know, kind of a suck-it-up mentality. You know, this is the job. And as time has evolved, you know, we've got more mental health stuff involved, more what they call critical stress management teams. That's a very well fleshed out program with like the Fire Chiefs Association and with EMS. We kind of work together, like after the tornado event, after we had this bad wreck in February out here where multiple agencies responded and stuff like that. So we're trying to be more in tune with our crews are suffering, our crews are hurting, you know, not just the what's bothering them today, is it's going to go forward with them 5 or 10 or 15 years. I've been fortunate in my career. I don't have that many calls that just really stuck with me over the years. Maybe I'm weird, maybe I'm whatever, but, you know, I've been fortunate. But, you know, different people have different reactions, I guess.
That's Tommy Copeland. He's joined by Jim Morgan, Keith Bean. They are the EMS staff, part of that, for the Upper Cumberland, representing Putnam, Overton, Jackson County. We continue. Part of the reason for this discussion, if you have heard our news reports, if you've read your local paper, recruiting in emergency services right now is difficult. So, Jim Morgan with Overton County EMS, what kind of problems are you having with recruiting and hiring?
Used to be we didn't have much problem finding people. We're fully staffed. What hurts me right now is part-time people to fill in when people take vacation days or out sick or just have emergencies pop up. That's more of a struggle than staffing day-to-day operations. But it's we don't have the clientele coming to us looking for the job that we used to have. It especially, I guess, for the last 7 or 8 years, it's been more of a struggle. But since COVID, it's really got to be a struggle.
Keith, why do you think that is?
The pay has a lot to do with it. I mean, at your high school level, when they talk to students or kids about their career path, they'll put it up on the board that you can go to school for, you know, say 4 years to get your nursing and make this amount, or you can go into EMS and you make this amount. You know, you're in a controlled environment making more money than you are out in the, you know, the heat and the cold and the some dangerous situations, making less money. So I've been trying to get involved with on the high school level to get some interest in early on to help, you know, with emergency services, fire, and everything. But I think a lot of it, like I say, is when they're planning their careers out, you look at the money line and it takes a toll on it.
Tommy, are there other factors that you think have influenced things, especially recently?
Well, and I would say this globally, medical, that I think the COVID mess that we've been through the last 3 years, I think a lot of kids have looked at everything that everyone's endured, physicians, EMS, nursing, whatever. And I have to wonder if they hadn't like, yeah, I'll just do computers. Or I'll find something else to
I'll
do
work in
other
business.
Than medical. Yeah. And I think that has had a significant influence on the recruitment. And another thing that I think that I know personally, you know, with us, it's bitten us. When I got into EMS in 85, if you were an EMT or a paramedic, you worked on the ambulance, period. They started bringing along some helicopters, and then occasionally would pop up a job for a helicopter paramedic. Now, a lot of different venues are having trouble with staffing and see the utility of our people. I mean, paramedics, we can do a great deal of stuff, you know, treatment-wise. So you have a lot of ERs and physicians' offices and more medical aircraft that are stealing our people, for lack of a better term. And the position I've gotten into, you know, is I might be able to get an employee, but I'm trading a critical care paramedic with 5 or 10 years of experience for a basic EMT that graduated 2 months ago from EMT school. And so I'm losing a great deal of experience and training and all that. So I think the greater perceived utility of our people has hurt us as well, that we have other entities trying to steal them.